So Katie Thompson joined us in February to play a session on New Zealand Live, and we loved her so much that when we heard she had a new album out, we invited her back in to tell us about a bit about it. She's in the Christchurch studio. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Good. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
How's 2019 gone for you so far?
Oh, it's gone pretty fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been busy?
Yeah, a lot to organise. Well, I thought I had given myself a good lead time, but as always with most big projects, it seems to tick by pretty quickly.
What struck me about our last conversation was how many fans you have in different parts of the world and how sort of motivated they are. You have this, I don't know what the right word is, system, scheme, arrangement, where people support you. People who love your music support you, patronise you in the old sense of the word, I suppose. And so they will be excited to hear that you've got a new album on the way.
Yeah. I'm lucky to have them. And I was equally blown away that people were ringing up while we were talking live. It was very confusing, but very awesome.
Ringing your phone?
One of them messaged into you. I was like, okay, they're actually listening live.
It's cool. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What are you writing about these days?
Ah, life, I tell you. It's all happening. On the new album, there's a song I wrote for my daughter with another new mum. And my childhood, and reminiscing about my childhood now that I have a child, and this new single, which is pretty random that I've decided to record and release this, but it's actually written by a Canadian singer-songwriter called Fred Eaglesmith, and the song's called Alcohol and Pills, so it's a bit of a bit of a dark topic, but that's all right.
Now, are you familiar with the app Shazam?
I am.
So I was watching a TV show last night, and I heard a song, and I Shazammed it, and it was by Fred Eaglesmith.
Hey, yeah, it's surprising how many
chances?
People know of him. I know. Well done you. You're obviously watching good shows then.
Yeah, I was watching Billions.
Oh, nice.
Is this a cover of his song, or has he collaborated in some way with you?
No, we'll see. This is something that not many people know. When it came to recording time with Ben Edwards over at Littleton there, he's like, oh, I don't like the fact that we're doing it. Well, not that he didn't like, but he's like, let's put a new spin on this song that we're doing since it's your take on it. So we completely rewrote one of the verses and thought we'd better ask for permission. So we sent it off to Fred and then I sent it off to their publisher. The publisher came back and said, yep, go for it. We're happy with the alternative version. And Fred was like, I'd prefer it if you sung the original. I was like, damn it, I don't want to annoy him, so we clearly followed through with the original.
So somewhere out there, there is a verse.
Yep, it's
in the vault. Is technically legally approved, but which you have chosen not to sing.
Oh, out of respect, honestly.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I would let anybody do whatever they damn well wanted if they wanted to sing one of my songs, but I totally respect another songwriter and the fact that they want it in the way that they you know, intended it to be.
Fred Eaglesmith.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Canadian alternative country singer-songwriter, known for writing songs, I'm reading from Wikipedia, which I don't often do, known for writing songs about vehicles, rural life, down-and-out characters, lost love, and quirky rural folk.
Yeah, love it.
And tell us the name of this song.
Alcohol and Pills.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I hope the alcohol and pills are somewhere in the distant past, Katie Thompson. Let's have a listen. Great to have you in.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you so much
for sharing it with us. And drop us a note when the album comes out, and I think it's September, yeah?
Yeah, the album's out September, and this single is out this Friday.
Okay, good one. Go. Over to you.
Go.
Hank Williams came up from Montgomery with a heart full of broken country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee didn't really understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry, he made it stand still. But he ended up on alcohol and pills. Let Jackson with a brand new way of singing, Lord, and a brand new way of dancing. Even from the waist up, Lord, he gave the world a thrill, but he ended up on the alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. Take away the pain, it just pays the bills. Then you wind up on alcohol and pills. Janis Joplin, well, she was wild and reckless. Then there was Grandpa Sin's Lord, and there was Jim. Take away the pain, it just pays the bills, and you wind up on alcohol and pills. Sometimes somebody just doesn't wake up one day. Sometimes it's a heart attack, sometimes they just don't say. Poor, poor old Hank Williams out of a Cadillac Coupe de Ville, 'cause he ended up on alcohol and pills. One, two, three, four. Alcohol and pills, oh, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame. Just pays the bills, then you wind up on alcohol and pills. You wind up on alcohol and pills.
Yes, Katie.
Not bad, eh?
Great song choice.
Yeah. We like it.
Yeah.
On a shout out to Ryan Fisherman here on electric guitar with me.
Yeah, I thought she's either doing something very tricky with her voice or she's got a backup singer there.
Very, very clever. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
I got to ask, what was it about that song that really appealed to you?
Honestly, I needed to think about this because I've just loved this song for such a long time, like going back at least 15 years. But thinking about it, I just find it really depressing that a musician or anybody in any, you know, high profile job can reach the peak of their career and still be looking for something to kind of fill that gap.
I can see why you'd be tempted to write an extra verse, because it's quite a structured sort of a song, isn't it?
It is. No time for Libres in that one. I think what we're trying to do is make it relatable to everybody, like the fact that the song talks about, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. We kind of wanted to bring it back to the fact that it can be anybody in your life, you know, your mum or your dad, your brother. Yeah.
Hey, good for you. Thanks, Katie. Nice to have you in.
Thank you for having me.